Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
We're keeping up with our theme, I Like to Watch, and with the unofficial start of summer happening this weekend, we wanted to check in with Gothamist arts and culture editor Ben Yakis about some summer movies we want to check at home or even at one of these drive-ins that are popping up around town. Hi, Ben.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. So I have been seeing article after article about drive-ins. This is going to be the big thing this summer, apparently, and you've been writing about it. Tell us a little bit more about how drive-ins are going to be in our life.
Yeah, so obviously the movie industry, and in particular the theaters, are in a really precarious position right now. They don't have the green light to open, and even if they do get it at some point this summer, it's unclear whether people are going to feel comfortable sitting in theaters where they're in a space with other people breathing the same air and everything. So the big thing that's emerging, the trend that seems to be sort of hot at the moment, is this idea of drive-in theaters returning. At one point, there were thousands of these around the country. There's only about 300 left in America now, and about half of those are open at the moment. But what we've seen is there are a couple places around the city that have begun to adopt this as a way to fill the void where movie theaters used to be. There is a diner in Queens, the Bel Air Diner, and about 2 or 3 weeks ago, they set up a 25-foot screen in their parking lot, and they can host about 40, 45 cars there. And it's been wildly popular. They announce everything on their Instagram, so if you're interested, you go to the Bel Air Diner's Instagram, and you can then sign up for tickets, and they go very quickly. And they've shown movies like Grease and Dirty Dancing and other classic summer fun ones. And then just this week we learned that there is a group that is going to put on a slightly bigger drive-in movie theater experience in the parking lot of Yankee Stadium. And this is going to be called the Uptown Drive-In Festival. Wow. And the plan as of now is for it to happen every weekend in July. But if it's really popular, if people really like it, and if there's nothing that gets in the way, like, say, baseball coming back, they might expand it into August as well. And that's going to be movies shown there. They might have some concerts. They might have street vendors delivering food to your car. And there's going to be theme nights and different events and everything. So that's a really exciting way that people are going to be able to get out of their house, sort of socialize, but without getting out of their cars. But at least you'll have the satisfaction of having a communal experience at a time when those are hard to find.
Let's talk about this weekend, Memorial Day weekend, kind of the unofficial summer kickoff. But, you know, it's a holiday that honors war veterans and those who gave their lives. So what are some in-theme films for Memorial Day weekend?
Obviously, there are tons of war films that are out there. And I'm sure a lot of people have seen Saving Private Ryan and the really big ones like that. So one that I really love is actually a movie that came out the same summer as Saving Private Ryan, which is called The Thin Red Line. And this was a movie by Terrence Malick, and it got compared to Saving Private Ryan. It wasn't quite as popular at the time, and it sort of subverts the idea of a war movie because you only see very little of the war in action. And it's a lot more about these semi-anonymous soldiers considering the toll that war is taking on them. And it's a really beautiful movie to watch. So for people who want sort of to be in that mindset but maybe don't want to see people murdered left and right at every moment or have that sort of over-the-top action set pieces, it's a much more thoughtful film on that level. And it's on, I think you can rent it from Amazon Prime. And also on Amazon Prime, a movie that I couldn't believe is there is a film called Grand Illusion, and it's a French war film from the 1930s. And similarly, it is a very subversive anti-war film. There's this great quote about how most war films, because of the way they are shot and produced, they are kind of, even when they're against war, they end up promoting war because they're so exciting and they make war look sort of romantic in some sort of way, even when they don't intend to. But Grand Illusion is one of the very rare films that truly is an anti-war film about how futile war is. And it's all about World War I. And it is, if you like foreign movies, if you like classic movies, this is one you really should take a moment to watch.
All right, so those are two great ones to watch. Let's flip the script and go to the other end of the spectrum. Wet, yeah. Hot Summer. This is a classic.
The exact opposite of a war movie.
And you know, let's take a, well, you want to do the setup? Do the setup and then we'll listen to the clip.
Yeah, Wet Hot American Summer.
Whoa, Ben. Did we just lose Ben? We just lost Ben. So you know what? Hey, you want to, let's, Wet Hot Summer is sort of a spoof on the classic camp movies. It's by Michael Showalter. And it's got one of those, it's one of those movies where you look in the background and you're like, and you see, that's what he looked like then. That's what Bradley Cooper was doing then. That's what Michael Ian Black was doing then. Showalter was part of a group called The State. It was a comedy troupe that had a show on MTV. And it sort of spun out into this movie. Let's take a listen to this clip from Wet Hot Summer. And hopefully Ben will be on the other side.
Take a trip back to 1981 with the special people who made summer camp unforgettable.
You guys aren't supposed to be out of your bunks. You're in trouble.
The camp director.
Four campers are stuck in the ropes course. I meant to tell you about that yesterday. Could you get to it now?
The counselors.
Wait for me, Abby Bernstein. Wait for me, my darling.
Wait. Last one, take off my shirt.
The kitchen staff.
Finish up the taters.
I'm gonna go fondle my sweaters.
Come on, what? You said you were gonna go fondle your sweaters.
No, I didn't.
The water sports.
Can I pick out the Barbie bus?
Sure.
The nature hikes.
Out! Out!
And of course, who can forget the sex, the muggings, the cover-ups, the malaria, the psychotherapy.
Hello.
And the friendships that last a lifetime.
Oh my gosh, I forgot Christopher Maloney's in that as well. It is a who's who. What do you love about Wet Hot Summer?
I mean, it's a great send-up of this sort of summer camp movies like Meatballs.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a silly, surreal film that takes place all over the course of one day. And I love those sort of day-in-the-life kind of movies. But it is this group of comedians who all went to NYU. They were called The State in the mid-90s. Mm-hmm. People like Michael Showalter and Ken Marino and David Wayne. And this was them just at their, like, sublime silliest. And then they have Janine Garofalo and Molly Shannon, Paul Rudd in one of his, like, greatest roles, and Bradley Cooper and Amy Poehler. I think this was one of Bradley Cooper's first roles ever, which is crazy because he started in comedy and then slowly became, like, this great dramatic actor along the way. But, yeah, if you want a light film that has just going to make you sort of silly laugh and it's just going to have joke after joke, this is, you can't do better than this in terms of a summer-themed movie.
And then you have to watch the reunion series because they pretend like...
That's right. There's two reunion series on Netflix.
God.
So if you get into it, you then have about 20 episodes to dive into afterwards.
But they're all, you know, my age now, pretending
right.
they're
and
in
the,
camp. And
the
it's
conceit
so funny.
Is that it's like 1 year later, but they're actually 20 years later.
All right. In our last moments, let's talk about something for the kids. What's a classic kids movie for this weekend?
Well, like, all my friends who have kids, like, they're all kind of glued to Disney Plus at this point, and they are all kind of just, like, cycling through the same couple of movies. So the one that I would recommend that I think probably a lot of kids right now have not seen is the original The Muppet Movie from 1979.
Oh, what a great idea.
Which is such a sweet movie.
That is such a... Does it hold up?
It 100% holds up, and it's like a musical road trip comedy. And it's about the origins of the Muppet Show and how they all found each other and went to Hollywood. And it has some of the classic songs that everybody knows and loves.
And finally, a 10th anniversary film, MacGruber?
MacGruber, yes. This is a little more on the Wet Hot American Summer side of things. And it was born of a SNL parody of MacGyver. About the action-adventure TV series, and it stars Will Forte and Kristen Wiig. And it's kind of in the Lonely Island realm of movie parodies. And when it came out, it was like a complete bomb. It didn't make any money in the box office. It kind of was written off as like one of these SNL movies that just didn't work. But over the last decade, it has become a cult classic. and it is very rewatchable and is also extremely silly. And Will Forte, if you're a fan of his work from The Last Man on Earth or SNL and other things he's done, this is up there with the best projects he's ever been involved with.
Ben Yakis is Gothamist's culture editor. Ben, thanks for the recommendations. Will you come back and give us some more in a couple weeks?
Of course.
Awesome. Take care, Ben.
Bye.